patrons.
Patrons.
Patrons. Bulge, say Bulge, patrons.
Say patrons.
Patrons.
I don't know why that was my impression of Bulge.
Because he's angry.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. There's no Bulge tonight.
No Bulge.
Because he's not in the mood for entertainment.
Yeah, literally. This time I'm not going to make excuses for him. I love him to bits, I really do. But he pretty much said he's not in the mood for seeing me and Niall, and also does not want to entertain you loyal lot.
No.
Effectively.
I don't know why I found that so funny, but he said... I'm not in the mood for attempting entertainment.
Yeah.
Oh, hell. But then we chatted loads afterwards, and I thought he might come round, but obviously
bless
not.
Him, I guess he's had a bit of a shitter of a dare.
Must have done.
We all know that feeling.
God, yeah.
All too well.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. A large part of me, and there's enough large parts of me, just not where I want them to be, wanted to make some sort of joke about lorry driving being fucking brilliant and all the rest of it. But I've also had fucking shit days and I've not wanted to attempt entertainment.
No.
So I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I mean, I can't help but feel like... I mean, Kim would be the only one that would be able to relate to Bulge. But I can't help but feel that carrying trailers of feces around all day isn't the best way to spend your day anyway.
I mean, that would put me in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly. Why? What happened? I could just smell shit from the minute I got into work.
Literally, as soon as my alarm went off in the morning, the smell came back to me.
Yeah.
And
just Leonard.
Yeah. And now I've just been basking in it all day.
Thing is, it's annoying when you stand in dog shit. I mean, it's annoying anyway. But just that smell, because you've like unsettled it, haven't you? You've disturbed it. It's gone all dry, and then you go and stand in it and yink, nearly fucking slip on the shit, literally.
Yeah, quite literally.
And it's just... God, fucking pongs. God, that pongs. But just that all day.
I feel like it would be.
Mm.
I feel like it would be. I mean, I know many, I say many moons ago, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So many moons, yeah, really.
A fair amount of moons, that.
We did an exhaust for a, what they called the biodigester things.
Not a clue.
they literally harvest methane.
Oh, nice. Okay.
God, I'm trying to think what the actual name of the things are. It's bio something digester. But anyway.
Digester? That doesn't sound.
It's literally this machine.
Court jester.
Yeah. It's literally this machine thing. I mean, it's more just like a tank.
Right.
And they chuck like grass and all of the farmyard waste to an extent in these things.
Right.
And they put it in with some chemical that basically
brings the methane in.
Yeah, creates the methane and then it harvests the methane.
Right.
And they've obviously got like a little motor and a heater and whatever that runs off a little Jenny.
Right on.
And we went up there to get the measurements to make this thing and it fucking stank.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I'd never been so glad that my old man said, "It's right, I'll drive." Because literally the next day I went and got in his car and I was like,
yeah,
oh, and we didn't touch anything nasty, like genuinely
there.
Yeah, because of the way it's all, obviously all the digestory bit is completely sealed because apparently the fluid stuff that it creates is like caustic as all fuck. Yeah. you know,
you can know about it.
Yeah And
was it just because it was on and farm, that's why it stank?
Well, like, it's just the smell that it made. Ugh. So we were in the little control room where the exhaust was.
Right.
And because
how
it's
big
like
is this thing?
Oh, this was a really teeny tiny one. This was basically 2 40-foot containers welded together. And there was probably 10 foot of it was the control room and the other 30 foot of it was this digester thing.
Right on.
But oh, it fucking stank.
Well, I lived on a farm. Quite a few years. We weren't I know, that's what I said. We weren't farmers or newt, but... Newt? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
But we just lived on and farm.
Mm.
And... fucking stank. And when I was at school, probably the same for you, because you lived, like, you know, butt fuck nowhere, didn't
yeah.
you?
Like, surrounded by farms.
Yeah,
basically.
You could tell who were the farmer kids.
Yeah,
because they just stunk of shit the whole time. Like, it, you know, it sounds like a bit of a No, they did just stink of shit the whole time.
Yeah,
you know, in the same way that Indians smell a curry. Allegedly, farmers just stink as shit.
I mean, there was a.
You do get nose blind though. That's probably what bulge is, I reckon.
Yeah, but that, like, with what you're saying, there was a girl who went to our school.
Yeah,
and she lived in this old cottage, and through the winter,
not musky,
just smoke.
Oh, really?
Because she
there
was
log
like
burner.
Two or three log burning fires in the place.
Yeah.
And
just smelled like a bonfire the whole time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Through the winter months, especially, as soon as she got on the bus Monday morning, you're like,
God,
smoke it. And it's like, it's hard because you're not like, oh, you stink, because it's not a horrible smell.
No.
But it's just this very apparent, like, you've been around.
Smoked barbecue school meats. Uniforms.
Yeah. And obviously it was like, you know, that's how they dried the clothes, is they fucking hung it up above the fire. Why wouldn't you?
No, God, no.
And
What's your favourite smell in the world ever?
Oh.
Chip fat. Tis man.
Yeah.
I know it's cliche, and it is cliche, but I do like the grass cut smell.
Yeah.
It just makes you think, oh, summer's your.
Yeah.
Getting a sweat.
But then a barbecue as well.
Yeah.
Like a proper coaly barbecue smell. You walk past it just as they flip the burger and you're like, whoosh.
Yeah, it's good and bad because smelling somebody else's barbecue that you're not at.
Yeah.
Is a real
you've not been invited to.
Ugh. Shit. Never.
Why did this stranger that lives on the same state
exactly,
as me
yeah.
not invite me in for a burger?
How dare he? Yeah. I've never invited him to one, so why should he? But still. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard, actually. That is a really difficult question, isn't it? Because it's like, there are so many smells that you're just like, oh, yeah. Because, like, for me, roast pork.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm hungry.
When it's, like,
let's talk
fresh.
Shit's making
just
me hungry.
Just open the oven and you get that, and you're like, oh yeah.
Mm.
But even chicken, like a proper nice roast chicken.
I don't like the hate that a roast chicken gets, if I'm honest
with you. Roast chicken's got to be like...
It's up there, isn't it?
Oh.
But was it on your free
list
with
Jackie
Calvary
P's.
Beats?
No, that's true.
That's but you
true.
Wouldn't, though. If you were going out, you wouldn't order it, would you?
No.
Because it's a bit...
Hello, sir, what meat would you like? We've got chicken. Well, I had that last week at home.
Yeah, exactly,
so no.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that in a curry two nights ago, so no.
Yeah.
Mm, go on, then. Can you think of any schmills?
Bit of a weird one, but I like the smell of marshmallows.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
No. Archie's got this obsession at the minute with marshmallows, and we buy the little mini pink and white ones that you put on the cupcakes, and just put a few in a cup for him.
Yeah.
And you open the packet, and you're like...
Yeah, I do know
the just smoky. Smells of, like, sugary, marshmallowy goodness. You're like, oh, yeah.
Do you like a toasted marshmallow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bloody loves a toasted one, you know?
Yeah. I don't. One thing I won't ever get on board with properly is the s'mores thing.
Same. I thought you were going to say
that. I'm like,
same.
What you've done there is you've made a marshmallow, which is really quite tasty, that's been toasted, and you've made it claggy as all fuck.
Yeah. I had like a marshmallow toasting kit.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it was on eBay for like. Was it eBay I got it? Can't remember. But just like a little tin.
Mm.
With like this sort of gel in it that would just burn forever,
I
think.
Yeah.
It came with a pack of this and it came with biscuits to make the s'mores. And I was like, oh, let's get one of these on it. And I was like, you can't fucking breathe, man.
No.
And I was like, just out my nose because it's the only thing I could breathe through. And I was just like, oh, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
And I had it again thinking I must have done something wrong.
Yeah.
Or I just wasn't in it. No. It's not me. I'm not the problem for once. It's this. But I don't know what other good smells are. Petrol goes without saying.
Yeah, to an extent.
Yeah, I mean a waft of it.
Yeah,
oh, that's nice. Constantly smelling it all day because you spill some on your hand. Nah.
Yeah.
I don't. Where do you stand on diesel? Smell of diesel?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
I mean, I'm not like car diesel.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd rather have to smell diesel than kerosene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because kerosene fucking stinks.
Stinks. No, I can't really think of it.
Even Stank would say that stinks.
So we'll get on from smells.
Yeah, it was a bit of a really a really weird side note.
Well, I just thought, here's how we can burn some time. What's your favourite smell? I mean, we've got a long list of things. What's your favourite bread?
Favourite bread?
Yeah. There's only one answer.
I like a tiger loaf.
Good man.
But it's got to be fresh.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about long-lasting bread, then I do like a Hovis seeded batch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Batch?
Mm.
You mean a roll?
No, a seeded batch. A loaf.
I thought a batch was northern for roll.
Or is it seed sensation? What do they call it?
Must be a batch is a northern roll. Or a bap. Or whatever they call
it. I'm sure it's called...
Google it, go on.
I'm sure it's
called... loads to talk about. No, I'm a white man. Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Nah, white. Thick, white, cut. What'd you call me?
Seeded batch.
Show me that. Bloody hell. Well, Shuffles is going mad because he thinks you're talking about buns. There's no what's going
That's
on.
That's weird, though, because it seems to be called seeded batch and seed sensation.
I don't think I've seen batch, but I don't pay much attention.
Hovis seeded bread. I think it is actually the seed sensation that I prefer.
Yeah, is it not the same then?
I guess not.
I don't like the seeds.
I do, see?
No.
Seed.
Nah, white thick cut. Bloody love bread.
Yeah, it's just a standard bread that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's king of the bread.
Yeah, but it's nice every so often to go and get a seed sensation. It is bloody nice.
No,
and are you a jam on toast? Like, if you have toast, do you have to have something on it?
No, quite happy to have it on its own. I quite like plain toast.
I like just toast with butter.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Butter with a bit of toast.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a stick of butter or some toast on the side. Yeah, yeah, no, and totally.
I do like Lurpak.
Yeah, really I know. Lurpak. It's quite Tory, which is obviously why you're... But...
But then I like the Dan pack as well.
Yeah.
The Lidl's equivalent.
But I just think of a curry when I see that.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit similar to Dan sack.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a man called Daniel's testicles.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you now, right? And this is... I'm a bit embarrassed. Not embarrassed by this, but...
Guilty pleasure.
No, not guilty pleasure. It's just how stupid I am. I've got an all right palate, I think. It's not too childish or anything like that. It's good. You know, I can't believe it's not butter.
You can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Marge. I don't know that. I've never met her. I just want someone to call me Dust.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what the difference is. Is there a difference? Margarine and butter?
Well,
one's
yeah.
One's for cooking, isn't it?
Eh?
One's for cooking, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, margarine was originally about as the... housewives alternative.
Right, well, because it's cheaper.
It was cheaper and easier to bake with. And
this sounds very similar to the time I said I couldn't tell the difference between marzipan and icing.
Yeah, but that's just fucking... That's
we're not going over this again.
All right, no.
As we said, it's very similar. It's not, what's this marzipan? No, that's a sausage. It's, you know what I mean? Because Battenberg's marzipan, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, that's marzipan. It's almonds, isn't it? It's ground almonds.
You have a fuckload of sugar in it, surely.
Well, obviously.
Well, yeah. Well, what's icing got in it?
Sugar.
Yeah.
And?
Not almonds. Don't know.
Water. Yeah. Some other fluid.
Yeah, some food glue.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, what were you saying about?
Margarine.
Was it a war thing? Like ration was?
I would guess so.
If only
but I think
he was
it, I think
test.
It was yeah.
Bolton, no.
I think it was an alternative to lard as well.
Yeah.
And then it's just sort of progressed from there into buttery type spread.
Right.
But if you listen to Bulge, especially, it's like
lard,
the fucking devil that stuff. Anything spreadable is like.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
You literally might as well just.
Because what the hell are we talking about? He said, "Oh, if it's solid when it's cold, it's no good. And if it's this and it's that and the other."
No, if it's solid when it's cold, it's good. because it's
what, like lard
and animal fats and whatever. Yeah,
fucking beef tallow.
Yeah,
whatever that is.
Don't know. I always get freaked out as well with like, this is, it's along the same lines, but like suet puddings.
Yeah,
I'm always like, but that, isn't that like bone marrow? Because it is, like, legit suet is,
yeah,
is just, from the bone marrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, hello, sir. What have you got there? Oh, steak and ale suet pie.
You head me up into suet.
I'll have some crisps, please.
I'll have some seed sensation, please. John says it's good. Anything other than that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's Miller and Carter that do like this sort of sharing platter.
Mm.
And there's some bone marrow on there. And I'm like...
Yeah, just... It's so strange, isn't it? Because obviously, it's beef bone especially, or beef marrow, is used extensively.
Yeah.
But just the thought of eating the inside of the bone...
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh. And I expect if I knew... Even 10% of the food product that bone marrow is in, I would go, oh, I've eaten loads of it.
Yeah, must be fine then. Now, my problem with bone marrow is, now, this will either be exactly the same thing or completely different thing, I'm going to look stupid again. What's the stuff that's in dog food? Marrow bone jelly or something?
Yeah, it must be the same.
That must be the same.
Must be.
But marrow bone sounds like they're saying it wrong. Bone marrow jelly. But marrow bone jelly. Is it marrow bone?
I honestly, I can't...
Marrow boner.
I
don't know. Anyway.
I can't answer that anyway. Just because I don't know.
No, but fair. But I just think dog food.
Yeah.
That's some bone marrow.
Yes. I think that's my problem with it as well. Mm. And you know, it's like... there's loads of the older generation that I know that they're like, oh yeah, fucking love a bit of ox tongue. And I'm like,
One thing I will say though, I've got a good palate. I will say I've got a good palate of it. I'm real squeamish when it comes to food. Not squeamish like blood, but like...
You're going to be the same as me. I won't eat kidney because...
Yeah.
It's a fucking kidney.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, honestly,
wee-wees.
I'm terrible.
No.
A sack full of urine.
Yeah.
Keep that. I mean, if I...
Liver? Nah.
No, yeah.
Just because I look at... you see a raw liver and you think the last thing I want to do with that is cook it and eat it.
Yes.
Nah.
Nah. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
Soph will eat most of it. I'm a bit funny with fish as well, and I wish I wasn't.
Oh, I like fish.
But this
I
is
say
a problem.
That. I like sea fish. I don't like freshwater fish.
I was going to say, is there a difference? What's freshwater? Like a goldfish? Trout?
Or maybe a salmon or trout, perhaps, yeah.
What's a tuna?
Tuna
fish.
Nobody likes the tuna.
What about the bullshit asshole? That's from the sea, isn't it?
Obviously. How many fucking tuna do you see swimming up the eggs?
Well, I don't go to the eggs very often. Clearly. I don't know. I didn't realise salmon was a river fish.
Of course it is.
You say of course it is, like I should know these things.
Well, you should.
And clearly I should at 34.
I mean, there are sea salmon, but they are known as sea salmon. And right. Then the normal...
Where's the sea bass from?
The river.
Fuck off. You heard me.
It's
you
the sea version of a bass. A bass is a... Is
you heard me, hook, line and sinker, man.
Wee! Because a bass is the same. A bass you find normally in ponds with carp.
Right. I thought bass was found on that plastic plank of wood. And you pushed a button and it would sing a song at you.
Yeah. You will also find bass Junction 27 just behind the BP garage.
Attached to me, apparently.
Yeah. Ooh. Surgically attached to your hand.
Oh, hell. Well, this has been very fishy. We're 20 minutes in, we haven't even talked about the things we were going to talk about.
No.
So, we've got a couple of things to talk about. First of all, I went to the darts on Thursday. Oi, oi, oi! So, it was very annoying for everyone listening. The problem is with me, right, just quickly. I tend to, I don't know if you've noticed this, John, chat a load of old shit all the time, right? And I've got stupid names for things, I've got stupid nicknames for people. Bulge. I gave him that nickname. His knob was massive. He had a bulge. His name's now Bulge, right?
I've always liked that because it's also like a little tweak of his surname.
Yeah. Adam Bulges.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously we used to call... Before you started the Bulge nickname, I used to call him Burge.
Yeah.
So then it just sort of transformed from Burge into Bulge.
Yeah. Very easy transition.
Yeah.
And the problem is, what I'd done was, I told my dad, and my brother knew I was going to the darts, because he's a big dartsman. And my dad said, are you both going? I said, no, just me. He said, oh, really? Who are you going with? I said, oh, Benny. I said, it was a Christmas present from Benny and his family. He said, are you two sleeping together? I was like, well, I'm hoping to after tonight. Took a screenshot, sent it to Benny. But what I also didn't realise was that there's sort of like, you know how like we chat shit amongst us?
Yeah.
And if you were to introduce somebody else to our group chat, and they'd be like, what the fuck does this mean? Do you know what I mean? Me, my brother, and my dad referred to the darts as the lubs.
Right.
Because of that song, because my brother sings, lub, 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 lub. Like, so it's just become known as the lubs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So me and Benny, a few pints deep, were giving it lub. Blub, 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 all night long. But, cool, I know you like the darts.
Yeah, I likes the darts.
Hell. God, hell of a night.
I wasn't invited. Oh. Public place.
Yeah, well, enough security there, mind.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Good thing I wasn't going there back in the day. Sniff a dog's galore.
Oh, really?
At the moment, I shit myself a little bit. Because I still got the same wallet from back in the day. Obviously, there's been nothing in there for over a year now, right? But the dog perked up as I came in, and I was like, oh,
fuck.
And I thought, oh, yeah, double fuck. Yeah, well, oh, no, like maybe, you know, there's still remnants in there of something. Do you know what I mean? It's possible. And no, it's because there was another sniffer dog come in, and they both kind of got excited because they saw each other. That was it. But poor Lord. Do you know who Pie Face is? Man on internet. Yes,
yeah.
Shook him by the hand, said hello.
Right.
He acted like he knew who I was, which I thought was quite nice. I mean, he's with like three girls. I think he's just trying to like, look cool.
Yeah.
Well, why you do that with me, I don't know. But, yeah, hell of a night.
Is that a nugget that
Oh, get on. Have a look. I'll pause.
Lubs.
Lub, 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 lub. Yeah, the lubs. Sorry, I was just eating.
Soz.
Yeah, lubs. Yeah, I went to see the lubs. Fucking unreal. Proper good seats, mind.
Was it?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm... Sure, I'm not helping my case.
No, it's fine. No.
Well, my mate Lewis, who...
Was it down in West Point?
Yeah. Yeah. My mate Lewis went as well. And he said, oh, you go? And I said, yeah. And he sent me a picture. He said, where are you sat? So I took a picture of the board from where we were sat. And then he sent me one and he was right at the back of the room.
Yeah.
But even he was like, mate, atmosphere. The atmosphere's the same.
Yeah.
At the front or the back. And he said, we had a massive screen in front of us, so it was fine. And in all honesty, I was very close.
Mm.
Well, we were very close. But you still watch the screen, because you can't see what it's hitting.
No,
you can see
no.
the board.
Yeah.
You can't see what it's hitting.
No.
I mean, they're right next to it, and sometimes they're like, 140, do you know what I mean? Because they're trying to work out, is that triple, double, what the fuck? Well, not a triple or double, do you know what I mean? But I was watching the screen as well.
Yeah.
But no, very good. We all wore chicken hats.
Okay.
Because you got to wear something.
Yeah.
Just
no clothes and chicken hats? Or
yeah, bollock naked.
Right. Nice.
Well, relatively smart wear.
Yeah.
Not like shirt and ties. Smart t-shirt.
Yeah.
One
without curry down the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to dig deep for one of they. yeah. Bloody good night. I got bloody trolleyed, like I said. So did Benny. Benny's a people watcher. That's his problem.
He's a people watcher and a fucking lightweight as well.
Well, the board... I mean, this is no good for the audio listeners, right? This is only good for you. The board, let's just say, is where that Williams thing is, right? Benny's like this. I'm like... like, literally, the opposite. I'm like, turn around! Watch the fucking darts! There was some pissed up bloke there with, like, a acid sort of smiley face t-shirt on, a shooting bucket hat that was... pissed.
Yeah.
Like, we turned up and started drinking. We were there 45 minutes before the first game, half an hour before the first game. And we turn up and people are fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you know, fucking darts, mate. Blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've seen that so many sporting events I've been to. Like, I go to watch a banger racing. You go to the world final, there's loads of fucking Dutch people there with, like, a big box of Carlin or something.
Heineken, surely.
Surely Heineken, yes. Or Grolsch.
Or Grolsch, yeah.
Stop.
God, what are you doing? That still exist?
Ish, yeah. Isn't it weird how they come in and out of fashion?
Yeah.
If they were Spanish, it'd be Madry. Ish.
Yeah.
Brewed in England, but...
Yeah.
Same as Foster's isn't Australian.
No.
I don't know what the fuck it is over there.
No.
No. But anyway, so I went to the Lubs. That was bloody good.
Good.
Bloody good. On the subject of sports, I was made aware of something the other day.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What the bloody hell happened to bowling shoes?
Yeah, when you said this... But obviously, we didn't want to discuss too much. We just wanted to know what topics we'd had. And you said this to start with, and I thought, what the fuck? What sort of lies and deceit have we been led for the last 30-something years of our lives?
Yeah. Well, higher if he was here, but yeah, well, just me and you.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for those of you who don't know, when you go bowling now... You don't have to change your shoes.
No. You go in the shoes you're wearing.
Whatever shoes you're wearing, them's the ones you're bowling.
Let's say name open toe, then they won't let you on the court, or whatever they call it. What do they call it? Alley. Alley. I've never met him, but...
You got one the other side. Yeah. Throwing it back to you. All right, mate, that was a 7. I'll throw this one back. What?
Duck. Do you like bowling?
Yeah, it's a good laugh.
Good for a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
But...
Wodge is a serious bowler.
Well, he is now. He doesn't have to wear the shoes. He didn't have his size, I'd imagine.
No.
The old grip on the boy. Yeah. Is he actually, genuinely?
Yeah, genuine. Because we went bowling for maybe Ken's 40th. There was an birthday of someone.
Yeah. I went on a stag do and we went bowling.
Oh.
Very weird.
Yeah, that's a...
We didn't go anywhere else after.
They just went bowling?
We went bowling, because they serve alcohol there.
Yeah.
Which I find bizarre, by the way. Very weird.
Yeah, here's a £15 ball in your hand. How many pints would you like with that?
How many jugs do you want?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Jugs?
How many norks do you want? Yeah, we went on the stag do, and we just got hammered at a fucking bowling alley. But not like a... Bit zany. We're going bowling. He was like, yeah, we're going bowling. And I laughed. And he went, no, we're going bowling. I was like, bowling? Like, stick three fingers in a ball and throw it down a lane.
Yep.
Fair enough. Let's do that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is what it is. I mean, to be fair, as silly as it sounds, it's a pretty fucking safe way of having a stag do. Because how many people would...
Yeah, true.
...go... Oh, they're going quad biking.
Yeah.
I can't make it to the day, but I'll try and catch up with you in the night.
Yeah.
Right, that's a no then.
Yeah, and also, oh, if they're doing this, and it's like, it's 300
it's
quid.
It's going to cost me 350 quid for the weekend, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. What? Oh, are they doing a stag? Yeah, he's going bowling. Yeah,
3 games for a tenner.
Yeah, he's going bowling. All right. You going to go? Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Fuck Rolling Road Day. Should we host a Lemonade Lifestyle bowling
day? Yeah. Watch will show us all up.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know if the American...
He's got his own bowling ball and everything.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
Why am I only finding this out now?
I only found out about it when I went bowling.
What, when he fucking bought it out and
signed
her up?
No, because I think he said that Hollywood Bowl in Taunton wouldn't let him use his own balls.
Really?
I think that's what he said. But yeah, he's like semi-professional, probably. I don't know. Yeah,
in the kids' league.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say
I was awful when we went last as well.
Really?
Which annoyed me because I used to go bowling a lot in college when I didn't really want to go to class.
Oh, I see.
Because they used to do 6 games for £6 in the week.
Yeah.
Hollywood, yeah. So you're like, yeah. You pay £6, and even if you only pay 3 games,
don't matter. Yeah.
They were £2 a game.
Yeah.
Are you likely to play six? No. Then why are you paying for six? Well, because it's £5 for one game, and I'm going to pay more than one game.
Yeah, at least.
I'm going to play at least two.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And yeah, they used to do, I'm sure it was six games for £6.
Right.
So if we had, which we did have quite often, was like we'd have a lesson or a lecture first thing.
Yep.
But then we wouldn't have a lecture until after lunch.
Okay.
So you'd be there from 9 till 11.
That's what you drive either, so getting home was a pain, well, especially where you lived.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. I was driving.
Oh, that's good.
But the problem is that it's 40 minutes back to my house. Yeah. Like, I've got home.
20 minutes to do what I want.
Where are you going? Back to college. Why did you... Okay.
Like that gif of Grandpa on The Simpsons walking in. When he takes his hat 360, puts his hat back and walks out the door again.
Yeah. So,
Bye, John.
Just beep as you drive, as you're turning round in the drive.
I didn't have a large drive when I was younger, but, you know, obviously you were.
Yeah.
A Tory, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, we'd quite often, you'd have, you know, 9 till 11 lecture.
Yeah.
But then it would then be your 11 till 1, and then 1 till 2 was your lunch.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have a lecture then, you were 11 until 2 with nothing to do.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, that's not what you're supposed to do when you're at college. You're supposed to then go into the...
You have a free period, Mr. Young.
You have a free period, and you're supposed to go and work on your dissertations, etc., etc. I did none of those things.
I want to go bear up a ball and throw it in pins.
Yeah. I want to go and watch some bowling balls on a screen.
With
smash into a Twin Towers for some reason. That's appropriate. They all of a sudden grow aeroplane wings because you've got a strike and smash into a tower building.
Tasteful.
I wonder what that's supposed to be.
Tasteful. One thing I'll say about bowling alleys, right? They do seem like a hoot of a place to work.
I don't know, because if you see the fucking staff there,
they don't look like they're
bloody miserable as hell, isn't it?
Because they're not bowling, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Too busy spraying shoes, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I assume it was the same in America? Michael from South Carolina. Did you have to wear fucking wacky shoes? Because they were disgusting.
Oh, yeah, 100% they do. Because you see it on The Simpsons and all that shit as well, don't you?
Yeah, but if you went to a normal alley?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Well, do they still have to wear shoes then?
Well,
there's a question.
That's a bloody good question, isn't it?
Michael, tell us what's happening in America with bowling alley
shoes. Is Kevin a patron?
He is, but he doesn't say so much in the Discord. But Kevin, please, pop up.
Yeah.
Kevin from Rhode Island.
Let us know.
So, yeah, basically, you have to wear silly shoes with, like, properly, like, flat bottoms.
Yeah. Slippery as all hell.
Have you ever slept
except
on an
for
alley?
The heel.
You ever stepped on an alley?
Yes.
Caw.
Like bloody ice ring, innit?
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Madness. I remember I'd done it once when I was a kid. I had the sides up and I think I just threw it like a bit of a prissy and it just kind of stopped. I was like, oh no. Stepped on the alley to go just nudge it down. Caw. Like somersaulted in the air and landed on my back.
Got a strike from the bloody shockwave down the alley.
Yeah, six lanes down.
Fucking fire the pins up through the roof.
Let me hit the Twin Towers. Oi. Oh, it was the Twin Towers. Anyway. But yeah, now you don't have to. And also, point you probably wouldn't have thought of, how many bowling alleys do you reckon there are in this country?
Fucked if I know.
Fair few. A lot. Because you got Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
10 Pin.
Yeah. Super 10.
Super 10. Fair few about, isn't there?
Yeah.
What happened to all the shoes? Where are they now? Landfill.
I mean, maybe they've gone somewhere like Africa.
Imagine
been
that.
Donated.
It's like a kid, little black kid with a Hindu t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And some bowling shoes.
Yeah.
Slipping up everywhere he goes because there's no fucking tread on them.
Yeah.
We are not having these. There is no tread on the bottom. But yeah, we should go bowling. I'm not inviting Watch because he'll win.
He didn't win when we went to town.
I'm sure he's... He's not a massive prankster, is Rog, but he surely wasn't just having you on. Oh, no. They wouldn't let me take me bloody board. I'm semi-pro, isn't I?
Genuinely, because he was... Because everyone made a big deal about the fact that... I think Ken beat him, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone made a big deal about it. And...
Mad.
I mean, Ken did have the sides up.
No, he didn't. I believed you then. yeah, we're going bowling. Post in the Discord if you want to come bowling with us. Michael might have to get a flat over.
Yeah. Might be quite expensive for you. However, we will pay half of your admission to the bowling alley.
We will.
Half. Yeah. We'll have a whip round, see what we can do.
See what I can sort out. Then we'll have a game of air hockey after.
Yeah, for fucking £2 a go. 40 perfect, seconds Mike. Of air hockey.
I like fucking air hockey, joke. Though. I'm crap, but I like it.
Yeah.
You know? It's just one of those games, isn't it? God, that was disgusting, John. We had a kebab, can you tell? You say kebab, you just think greasy mess, but it wasn't. It was chicken sheesh,
yeah,
wasn't
chicken
it?
Chicken sheesh.
Chicken breast.
Sorsala boss.
Sorsala. Yeah, John answered my door, and the man looked very confused, because obviously yeah. I've ordered a few takeaways here in midtime. The other thing I wanted to discuss was crackheads.
Welcome to Columpton.
Welcome to Somerset. Carl, that picture I put in the Discord of Matey Boy's fucking parking. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was fucking
absolute
joke.
Absolute asshole.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
Not how just arrogant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just diagonal across two bays.
Yeah.
I don't care how much of a rush you're in. I'm late for everything. I'm often in a rush.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't do that.
No.
If you didn't see it, get on the Discord, have a look. Yeah, I saw a crack.
Although it will be...
Old.
3 days ago, yeah. But that's...
I think it's pretty deep now, because yeah. The Discord's a place to be. Giggity. Morgan, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I saw a crackhead last week. In Somerset, obviously.
Obviously. Making his way back to Devon, was he?
No, definitely not. For someone who slates off Somerset so much, I spend a lot of time there. Always there, though. Shithole. You'd be always there, though, aren't you?
Like a fly, you are.
Yeah. So basically, I pulled into a petrol station because I thought I was going to run out of diesel.
Oh, shock.
Some miscalculations were made. And I was a bit like, ugh. It wouldn't have been so bad, but I did drive past a petrol station. I thought,
get nah. It in a minute.
I don't know why, but it was just, nah. It just didn't feel right. You know what I mean? You ever felt that?
No.
No, I didn't think it would.
No.
I pulled up and I was on the phone to somebody. I had an AirPod in my ear. And... I could just hear all this, like, hooting and hollering. I thought, what the fuck's going on? Just shouting, I could hear. Like, incoherent shouting as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I looked and I thought, Ree looks a bit cracky. It's probably coming from him. And he had all the mannerisms, all the shaking and the weirdness. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I thought, it's probably him. I'm going to shoot myself in the foot a little bit here. Because what he was doing was clearing his throat a lot. Which one of us here does quite a lot. And yes, John, you do. Oh, wait, no, it's me, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
He was just going, and basically was shouting over to two other crackheads, go and wait by the car. Go wait by. Yeah, we'll wait by the car. Yeah, where have you left it again? He was like, just wait over there. Wait over there. And I thought, what the fuck have I stumbled onto here? And he was filling up a... I don't know the size of it, but it wasn't massive. Like it was a thinner's tin. You know the one where like you lift the lid and the sort of spout comes out? Chucking fuel all over the floor. Like that. I was like, fuck me. I got some fuel. I went in. I said, going on out there then? And they were like, oh, don't. You know, we didn't realise. I said, you know he's filling up a thinner's tin, don't you? And they were like, yeah. Too late before we realised.
We've decided not to give a fuck.
Yeah. We'd authorised this pump and our fucks left at that moment.
Yeah. I then remembered I'm on minimum wage and fuck that.
Yeah. And I believe the phrase minimum wage, minimum effort. Anyway, he comes in. All right, love. Yeah, pump six, please. 620. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, cars run out of fuel. That's a problem, see. Yeah. Problem is, I left my card in the car as well. So, they were like, yeah, okay, well, you have to leave the can here, though. And then you go and get your card and come back. Yeah, will do. So he walks out. He'd left it down, oddly enough, by some fire extinguishers. I thought, probably not the best place. I mean, you know, at least they'd be close by.
Yeah.
But when the fire extinguishers are on fire...
Yeah, they're kind of hard to use. Yeah. Yeah.
A bit ouch. A bit burny, these fire extinguishers. And he walked out the shop, because it was a Tesco, and he got like a, it's like a kiosk building kind of thing, isn't
yeah.
it? He came out, he went left out of the door, walked right around the shop, picked up his fuel and fucked off. I was like, fair play. But then I thought, what's he doing with £6.20s worth yeah. of unleaded?
Yeah.
Am I going to hear some fire engines going by in a minute? Because I was going to be in Shepton Mallet for a good hour. I thought, I don't want to be caught up in some sort of arsenal attack from, you know, bit of yeah. arson from a crackhead and two of his crackhead mates.
Fuck's
I just
sake.
Thought, Jesus wept. But it was like, what day was it? It was a Thursday, early afternoon.
Yeah.
I thought, crackery goes on all the time, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
Non-stop.
Yeah, cracks 24 hours a day, mate.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Yep.
Never stops.
It does. It really makes you lose your faith in humanity, doesn't it, when yeah. you see that sort of shit. And you're just like, oh, dear.
But you just know if the police were to show up... The problem is, well,
It's not worth their time.
It's not worth their time. And also, last time I checked... Radiating crackhead energy isn't actually a crime.
No, I mean, stealing the fuel is.
It's not a... What is it they call it now?
Twock.
No, it's not. It's a civil offence now. It's not a police matter. They have to, like, pursue it through the small claims court and all that bullshit. For some reason, I don't know why, it's very, you know, within the last few years, the law changed.
Is it just with fuel, or...?
Oh, yeah, just with fuel. For some reason.
Right, so the thing that people steal the most of...
Yeah, and is easily traceable. Well, usually easily traceable because there's, you know, a unique
yeah.
identifying number on the yeah. on the vehicle. No. But yeah, I don't understand why. Cause it makes no sense at all. But it's, yeah, they now have to, like, pursue it through the small claims court to reclaim any lost and all this bullshit. Mad, isn't it?
Fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Any crackhead experiences recently?
Not recently.
I can't think of any others, really. It's one of those that's like, bloody hell, crackhead, and then you yeah. kind of move on quickly with your life.
I remember there was a day in Bristol.
Yeah, there's plenty of day there.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a day that I was in Bristol. It was me and my friend Jim. We can't remember why. It doesn't really matter why we were there anyway. We stopped in because we were passing on the way back from
right.
something. And anyway, we decided we were going to go to fucking Cabot Circus mm-hmm. and get some food in the food court bit. And then realised when we got there, hold on, it's November. They got the bloody market on.
Oh, yeah.
Us will go and get a good old German sausage or something like that.
Fucking bratwurst.
Yeah. So we're wandering down through and... There was a guy, once you got down to the bottom end of it and whatever, there was this guy, it was quite cold,
mm-hmm.
and there was this guy who sat down on a bench with yeah. just shorts on, had his t-shirt over his shoulder like you see the fucking scragheads do
yeah.
in the summer.
Yeah.
And he was shouting, just shouting at everyone. Yeah. Because they were wearing coats. Just doing it. It didn't even cold. Why have you got so many clothes on? It didn't even cold.
Yeah, didn't even right, cold. Right. Didn't even ask. Fuck yeah. off, crackhead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And eventually some guy said, mate, no one cares. Oh, fucking hell. That was the worst thing.
I was just about to say, yeah. you want to trigger a crackhead? Reply.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. It was the worst thing he could have done. And he just followed this guy. For ages, just fucking ranting at him. And the guy was just walking along like, oh my God, just yeah. leave me alone. Just leave me alone. And he was a bit like the old fucking, do you want some? I'll give it you. You know, he was trying to be like shirty, but yeah. obviously, oh, shirty, that's no pun intended. He was trying to be shirty, but he's like fucked, like yeah. completely stumbling around mm-hmm. and all of this, that and the other. And mate was just like, oh, just go away.
Yeah.
Just go away. You anywhere but here.
Yeah.
Go and put some fucking clothes on and just fuck off.
Stop shouting at strangers.
Yeah.
Because they're wearing a coat in November.
Yeah, and obviously it's really difficult as well, though, because you see, like, you see these sort of 6, 7, 8-year-old kids with their parents walking past, and they're, like, properly fucking scared by, why is this random man wearing just shorts with a T-shirt draped over his shoulder when it's, like, 3 degrees outside?
Is he okay?
Shouting at us because we've got coats on.
Yeah.
You know? And you just think, like, fuck. And I always think to myself with that, it would be brilliant if you could get these people at the point they're sober to just show them the fucking video.
This was you yesterday, this was you, by the way.
Yesterday, this is what you were doing. Yeah. Look at the face on that poor little girl walking past with her parents.
Am I trying to educate people on, you know, climate change? No. You were shouting at people because they had coats on in November.
Yeah.
You're currently shivering. Because it's cold, or
yeah, and also you're in hospital with hypothermia. Yeah. So
here's a video of you shouting, "Didn't even cold." So you know, should we agree it was cold? Maybe. Yeah, man. I don't know. Just crackers.
Yeah.
Should we leave it on that crackheady note?
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should.
I don't think we did too.
Oh, yeah. Any crackheads? You crackhead. All right. Well, fuck you then. Fuck you then. Well, thank you for listening.
Sign up to the pet. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, no, we've done that one. Leave us a review. Do that. No, don't even do that.
Nah, don't bother.
Go to the webs. No, don't do that.
Send us some memes on the Discord.
Yeah. Just put something in the Discord. Fuck it.
And you, Shuffles. You've been very quiet on the meme front. On the Discord.
I think he's run out. I think he sent every
meme
ever.
He's completed them.
Yeah. Completed it, mate. Level 1,000. Meme lord. Right. John, say bye.
Bye.
Niall, say bye. Bye. Sorry. Bold, say bye.